producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This hour brought to you in part by G-Code. They have a lot of new stuff coming out. A lot of new stuff coming out. This stuff is going to change the way belt carried ammunition is regarded as far as its form factor. They have really pared it down, and they've lost none of the effectiveness of this method of carry. We'll be talking with them next week about this. They are tactical, practical, and affordable. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Coming out of Newcastle, Delaware. Don't talk about Delaware that much. The Colonial School District received a truckload of donated ballistically reinforced whiteboards as part of a pilot program in an attempt to increase security. The boards, manufactured by Maryland-based Hardwire LLC, was paid through for from donations from Delmarva Power, the Delaware City Refining Company, and Monroe Energy. As such, the boards, which cost sell for $400 a piece, cost the school nothing. The boards, designated for Gunning Bedford Middle School and Pleasantville Elementary, came in different models, with staff at the front desk of the school being issued thicker boards able to withstand fire from heavier weapons. Hopefully, it will never get used, according to Tanya Aviola, a guidance counselor. I think it makes us feel safer, like we have something for us to defend ourselves in case if something horrible happens. It makes us feel safer. Remember that. It makes us feel safer. That's very important. These things are 18 by 20 inches. And they're part of a pilot program that aims to place them at schools across the state. Now, the way these things are supposed to be employed, okay, they'll be hanging from somewhere on the wall. Spree shooter introduced himself to the scene. You pick it up and position it in front of your face and in front of your body, blocking your face so that you can't see what the shooter is doing. You're supposed to maintain holding on to it as it's taking hits from a handgun or a long gun, and then you can use it to ram the assailant, because you know the assailant is going to be, once he steps in there, he's going to be rooted to that position. He's not going to be able to move laterally or backwards or anything else. And, of course, he's not going to take pot shots at your pelvis, which a wound to the pelvis, I mean, the military's had to come out with a whole new way to deal with those kind of wounds, because people can bleed out because of the femoral artery running through the pelvis. So, for some reason, these boards magically keep the crosshairs of the weapon up on the board, and they do not stray down below where the bottom of the board is, which is, you know, your stomach, your intestines, your groin, your legs, your thighs, your knees, your shins, your feet. These are magical. Eighteen by 20 inches. Hardwire is already has customers in Maryland and Minnesota. They've already adopted the devices this past year. Not everybody's relieved by the planned use of the portable armor. Michael Dorn is the executive director of Safe Havens International, a nonprofit campus safety organization. He says having survived being shot at, that's a lot of difference between a theoretical concept and a real live attack when someone's trying to kill you. I personally wouldn't bet my safety on this. Armor of any kind, whether you're wearing it, carrying it, it's hanging on the wall, whatever it is, armor is a passive defense. And the problem with passive defense or with defense of any type is that eventually it is overcome because it, you know, defense, a defensive object like a piece of armor, and I mean, Ares Armor made something called, they had a school backpack that had an armor plate in it. And that would work fine as long as the guy's trying to shoot your child as they run away in the back, in the plate. Also, being shot while wearing armor, you're not standing around like Superman and yawning. Taking a hit from a 9mm round in armor plate is going to put you on your back. It's going to knock the wind out of you. It is not a good day. You're not having a good day. It doesn't feel good to have that happen. The other problem with passive defense is that it never turns into offense. You're too busy stopping rounds to send any downrange. And the sad part about it is that some of these people that are getting these things feel safer with them. This is not a solution. Passive defense is going to slow somebody down. It's not going to stop them. You want to stop them, you shoot them where their brain resides. That's how you stop them. Taking a bunch of hits, saying, wow, this armor really is holding up good. I'm having a little trouble. He always just shot me in my hand that I'm gripping it with. I can only grip it with one hand now. Oh, gosh, I'm looking in my eye. Oh, now he's shooting in my eye. That's not a solution. That's not a solution. All these parents in Maryland, now Delaware and Minnesota, your darlings are not protected by a whiteboard. It. It's hanging on a wall. They're not even wearing this stuff. They're not even wearing this stuff. And armor that people wear, like I have steel plates, but with steel plates, it's very advisable to have soft plate backers behind it. It's like trying to dress against the cold. You've got to layer that stuff up. And even at best, it's going to knock the wind out of you. The ones that they have in front that are bigger and thicker, supposedly for a heavier weapon, is somebody going to start shooting up a school with a 50 cal? Are they going to lug a 37-pound weapon around that's 6 feet long and start popping people that way? I mean, have we gone RoboCop here? What's up? Even then, it may be designed to stop a heavier round, but are you designed to hold it through it stopping that heavier round, or is it going to rip from your grasp, hit you in the face, and then you're going to be standing there with your hands on your face while that guy, at his leisure, draws a nice steady bead on whatever he wants to shoot at? It would be far better to ask for volunteers in these school districts where these things are now available and say, okay, this is fine. I don't mind us having this, but since we want to stop a spree shooter instead of just, you know, holding them up until the cops get here, who wants to volunteer to carry a gun amongst the teaching staff? And if one hand goes up per hallway in that classroom or in that school, better yet, two, they are doing something then. They are doing something. And then they can post signs out front. Staff is armed. Enter at your own risk. And then they'll be telling the truth, which that's very important. And at the same time, they will actually have something in place besides a passive defensive system. Defense is not going to stop anything. Never. Never does. We'll be right back. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMics.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMics.com also carries real spy gear, like bug and metal detectors, and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMics.com, spelled just like it sounds, StunGunMics.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMics.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMics.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 1-877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. They've got a whole new line coming out. Check that out. Practical, tactical, and affordable. Find them at tacticalholsters.com. My buddy Bob Owens over at Bearing Arms, he reached out and got a hold of Dr. Peter Steinmetz. Most people don't know who that is. And I have to admit, when he pointed this out to me, I did not know who this is. But I'd heard about him, and you have too. Dr. Peter Steinmetz, last year, slung an AR-15 muzzle down over his shoulder and walked into Phoenix's Shy Harbor International Airport. Although he was not going in there, as some say, to go in and get a cup of coffee. Steinmetz said that he set out that morning to make the political point that we have non-infringible rights to carry firearms in this nation for our self-defense. He says he walked the entire length of the terminal, and very few people even noticed that he had a firearm slung over his shoulder. He says that it was only after walking the length of the terminal that he decided to stop at Starbucks to pick up a cup of a hot cocoa. And it was only after picking up his hot cocoa that six Phoenix Police Department officers came running. The way that's set up, I just love it, simply because it makes it sound like, okay, carrying a rifle, that's fine. Carrying a rifle and hot cocoa, hey, hey. Officers asked him what he was doing, and Steinmetz responded by asking if he was violating any laws and if he was being detained. Officers did not provide an answer at that point, and when they declined to answer him, he told them that he intended to walk a bit further and that he was going to finish his hot cocoa. Said he was going to go sit down and finish it. One of the officers said, somewhat sarcastically, that they would go and have a seat with him to ensure that his Second Amendment rights wouldn't be violated. Dr. Steinmetz, being quite obliging, went and found a row. A row of terminal seating. All of it caught on airport security cameras, which he says he selected so the officers would have room to sit down with him while they were sitting around and he was finishing his cocoa. That's what seemed to push the Phoenix PD officers over the edge. The six officers huddled together, and he heard them discussing ways to find an excuse to arrest him. So one Phoenix PD officer went over to somebody and said, hey, that guy's, you feel threatened by that guy, right? And they got a mother and daughter who apparently claimed that they felt threatened. And the officers now have an excuse to arrest him for what increasingly sounds like what lay people might describe as contempt of cop. This all happened in Maricopa County. Now, Maricopa County is a very, very storied county as far as law enforcement goes, and it put the prosecutors in a seemingly insurmountable position. And they have now conditionally agreed to refrain from going to trial as long as Steinmetz meets a set of conditions that appeared to be little more than face-saving on behalf of the Phoenix PD. Now, the Phoenix PD could have simply not put themselves in a position to save face, but that's all beside the point. So what he has to do, Steinmetz must complete NRA-certified courses by the end of March 2015 and avoid openly carrying a firearm in the Valley's major airports for the next 2 years, although he may carry a concealed firearm. He's also required to make a $500 donation to the Rio Salado Sportsman's Club Youth Program. The three NRA-certified courses he has to take are home firearm safety, personal protection in the home courses, and basic pistol shooting. None of those courses have anything to do with firearms law, rifles, open carry, or airports. When he was asked, when Bob asked him, when Bob Owens asked Dr. Steinmetz about fighting it, fighting the charge, and why he elected to accept the pre-indictment resolution officer, Dr. Steinmetz said that he could either spend $50,000 to fight the charges or accept the deal and continue doing what he was doing anyway. for him it was kind of a no-brainer. When asked if he would resume open carrying in Maricopa County airports after terms of his deal expire in 2 years, Steinmetz said simply, "I'll wait and see how things go." For me, long gun open carry is a little bit impractical. But in areas where that's all they've got, doing so highlights the absurdity of what they're doing. Now, Arizona doesn't have that issue. One of the other things I don't like about open carry of long guns is some of these yahoos I see doing it, they're sitting there with their finger on the trigger. On the trigger! On the trigger. And, you know, that becomes a safety issue. But beyond that, I'm far more disturbed with the idea that the Phoenix police attempted to manufacture an excuse to arrest a citizen simply because he seemed to annoy them for knowing the law. That's not what they do. That's not what cops are supposed to do. If you don't want to get caught with your pants down on the law, know the law. And if somebody knows the law better than you, don't get upset about it. You just had a teaching moment. Oh, well, those guys, you know. It's all going to come out in the wash one day. It's all going to come out in the wash. Now, when we get back, coming up on the next break, when we get back, we're going to find out exactly what I-594 is going to do. Since Washington State is in my top 20 as far as downloads are concerned, I know some of you out there in Washington State are listening to me. If you voted for it, I'm going to be breaking your heart. If you didn't vote for it, well, I'm just going to be vindicating what you already know. But gird up, because it's time for the fight to begin anew in Washington State. In the meantime, next week on Wednesday, I'm going to reveal to you a way to get into physical gold, own physical gold for as little as, depending on the rate, you know, it all depends on the rate, the exchange rate at the time, between $44 and $58. And you will actually get physical gold for that. You won't be laying away a gold brick or anything. You'll get physical gold for that. Not going to be a lot, but it's going to be physical gold. And right now the price is artificially down. It's being held down. There's a lot of money in gold. But in the event that something happens and the fiat currency collapses, you will have exchanged the fiat currency for something of value. And if that's something you're interested in, I'm going to be bringing that to you Wednesday. Maybe we're going to set it up where you can get it. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor, come and take it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This hour brought to you in part by G-Code. A lot of new stuff coming out of tacticalholsters.com. Go check them out. Go see what's coming down the pipe. I-594 is now a fact in Washington State. And for those of you that voted for it, and there's a few of you that are listening or will listen later on today, I'm now going to tell you what you have voted for. Now, myth number one is that it only requires background checks for gun sales. That is not true. It will extend criminal background checks to all gun sales or transfers. Depending on who sees you do it, if you hand a gun to somebody to shoot on the range, that could be construed as a transfer. Transfer means the intended delivery of a firearm to another person without consideration of payment or promise of payment, including but not limited to gifts and loans. So if you try to give a gun to your son and you do it without a background check, oh my, you have committed a transfer violation. Now, if you fail to do the paperwork on and you get caught in a transfer violation, that must be a minor violation, like a traffic violation, right? No. Washington law, now with 594, it's been rewritten. Transfer violations are now the equivalent of RCW serious offenses such as rape, drive-by shootings, and vehicular homicide. The I-594 Class C felony conviction for failing to do the transfer paperwork will result in the loss of all your civil rights, including the loss of the right to vote and possess firearms. So if you voted for it, you might lose the right to vote. And the Class C felony conviction is the equivalent now, thanks to 594, of the Class B felony. If you remain in possession of any firearms after conviction of an I-594 felony, then you may be charged with a separate possession felony for each firearm owned, and the sentences for felony possession are consecutive. I-594 is specifically intended to imprison those who transfer firearms without an FFL and to confiscate their firearms. Myth number three, gifts of a firearm are exempted. No, they are, in fact, under that purview. Gifts are specifically included in the definition of transfers requiring a dealer and registration of the firearm. Only gifts to immediate family members are exempted, and I don't know if I would roll those dice. Myth four, a person can loan a firearm without going through a dealer to another as long as it's returned to him. Wrong. That is a transfer violation without the paperwork. So if you want to actually loan a gun to somebody, you have to do the transfer paperwork to him, and then he has to do the transfer paperwork back to you. I-594, myth number five. I-594 is primarily a gun show law requiring background checks at shows. That was already happening. That was already happening. If you fell for that one, you're just dumb. Myth number six. I can hand my firearm off to my friend for some minor repair without doing all the transfer paperwork. After all, I will get my own firearm back. No, you will have committed a transfer violation. You will have committed crimes. Class C felony, upgradable to Class B, by the way they look at it. Myth number seven, my gun club can continue to offer firearm safety training with our member instructors providing the firearms for use by the trainees. Reality is probably not. There's an exception, but it states that the firearm is kept at all times at an established shooting range authorized by the governing body of the jurisdiction in which such range is located. If the instructors own these guns themselves, and if he's bringing three and he's bringing five and all this other stuff to do this class, transfer violation. Myth number eight, coaching of shooters, which includes the handing back and forth of a firearm, is exempt from I-594. It does contain an exception which may allow transfer to a person under age 18 for educational purposes while under direct supervision and control of a responsible adult. But that would not permit transfer during adult classes. So children are exempt. Everybody else isn't. Myth number nine, I can loan a hunting rifle to a friend during hunting season. No, you can't. No, you cannot. Another transfer violation. Myth number 10, I keep a rifle in my truck and occasionally allow my daughter to drive this vehicle on our property. This can't be a crime. Reality, unless you were in the truck with your minor child, this is a transfer requiring an FFL dealer 2 points. There's a transfer when she departs with the truck, and then there's another one when she returns to you. Possession equals transfer under I-594. Myth number 11. Lots of myths in this. You guys don't know what you've allowed to happen. My son and I go to the range to shoot trap. We take only my shotgun because can't afford one. Surely we can share that shotgun. Well, if he's under 18, you can. If he's 19, no. Myth number 12, my children have both hunted since they were young and have the required hunter education, training, and licenses. They've always used my firearms, and they're free to choose the one that best fits the game. Can I continue to allow them to use my rifles and shotguns during hunting season? No. If you're not there with them when they go hunting and they're not under your direct supervision, you have committed a violation. That means that you must be present, able to see and contact the child you're supervising. This is the Schumer version of the universal background check. It never had to do with the background check per se. It had to do with the language they put in there as to what you get out of the background check, the transfer. And it is a bunch of tripwires and snares and bear traps designed to catch you and take away all your rights. You become a new felon under this. Myth number 13, our local high school has a trap shooting team in which my daughter competes with my rather expensive shotgun. That must be okay. No, it isn't. Yet another trap for you and your daughter. You will both commit criminal violations each and every time she takes a shotgun to practice. Now, if you go along with her, well, maybe, but there's an exception that would allow you to bring the shotgun to a competition transfer to your daughter. But this does not allow to practice, only to organize competition. And if a firearm is transferred to her at a competition, it must be transferred back at that same location. See, this is why law enforcement was so against this. They're going to be getting around, and there's no way to catch everybody doing this. There's just simply no way. Coming up on the next break, there's lots of other myths to talk about. We'll talk about all of them. This is what they want. Right now in Texas, Abbott has indicated that he will sign a open carry bill if it is sent to him. It would probably look like Edwin Walker described it as a concealed carry license, allowable open carry. And the Moms Demand Action say, without universal background checks, we don't think that's acceptable. And this is the kind of universal background check scheme they want. Not the background check part of it, just the whole part where they get to impose all of these transfer redefinitions. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 880.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Frog Lou Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This hour brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. There is no finer, more secure way to carry your weapon and your ammunition for said weapon than G-Code. Go check them out at tacticalholsters.com. I'll say it correctly. Give me a chance. Real quick, I want to do a shout-out to a ninja that I put out the word yesterday that I needed some. I wanted to ask some questions regarding DSLR lenses and video production. And Randy Tate, thank you very much for responding to me. He took the time to talk with me on the phone, explain a few things to me, corroborate a few things I thought, and I have a better understanding of what I'm about to start doing. Back to the myths concerning I-594, which are now, that's what Washington State's got. Myth number 14, I have a concealed pistol license. This must exempt me from the requirements since I have already received a thorough background check. It does me. In Washington State now, the concealed pistol license has no value at all. You have to go through it like you've never gone through any requirement to get that license. Myth 15 is the waiting period of 5 days for non-CPL transfers remains unchanged. No, that's now 10 days. Myth 16, my brother and I are both shooters and collectors. We all often sell firearms to each other. I understand that these family transfers are exempt under I-594 provisions. No, they are not. If you're selling them and you're not doing the paperwork and it's your twin brother, your identical twin brother, I mean, he has to be so close to you. I mean, I guess you could get away with that. But if you don't get out there and say, well, he's me and I'm him. If you're not doing that, you are multiple violators. Now, if you give them to each other, happy birthday. That's supposed to be exempt. Myth 17. I-594 advertises that private transfers are exempt from sales tax. So at least that is a good thing. Well, reality is that private property transactions are subject to use tax, not retail sales tax. The I-594 proponents created a smokescreen in an attempt to make it appear reasonable. I-594 amends only RCW 82.08, which regulates retail sales and businesses. There is no exemption in I-594 that would prevent the Department of Revenue from collecting use tax. And because you have to go through I-594 to get that, they will have access to the records that would allow them to do so. Myth number 18. My brother-in-law is a police officer, and he says that he's exempt from I-594. That exemption is only good while you're on duty. The other 16 hours out of the day, it's in force. It does not apply to private purchases, even if the firearm will be used on duty. Backup guns, patrol rifles, etc. And when they're purchased, they must follow all 594 laws. Law enforcement officers will be the ones more likely than citizens to violate I-594 because they own, trade, and maintain many firearms. So watch out, police officers of Washington State. Myth number 19. I have heard I-594 people stating that this is not a firearm registration law. Well, I-594 requires that every transfer be reported to the Department of Licensing. And the requirements imposed by the DOL are not clear. So, all firearms transfers are reported to DOL. Thus, you have created a registry of all firearm owners. Myth number 20. This is a doozy. This is a minor expansion of existing background check law and will not cost much. I-594 does not apply to sales. It applies to transfers. Now, you already know that there's thousands of non-exempt transfers that take place every week during hunting and recreational shooting and coaching and practice and firearm maintenance. Now, every one of those transfers will be reported to the Department of Licensing, and they will maintain records as required. If you assume full public compliance with the broad-reaching language of I-594, there will be millions of new records created annually. And the burden on the Department of Licensing will be staggering, and it is unfunded. New buildings and computers and personnel are going to be required. The DOL testified before the legislative committee that they were approximately 6 months behind on new handgun registrations before I-594. It is most likely that the Department of Licensing will never be able to meet the requirements of I-594. So we'll see if that works out, how that works out. We saw this in New York with the ammunition registry. Myth 21, the transfer of a firearm through a dealer won't cost me much. The reality is, nobody knows. Currently, most dealers charge between $30 and $50 per transaction. Myth 22, I-594 is worth voting for if it catches criminals attempting to purchase firearms. Reality, it does not impact criminal access to firearms. This is already illegal, and criminals are not going to use legal transfers to obtain firearms. The Crips are not going down to the Department of Licensing to transfer from Moondog to Ray Ray. That's not happening. Not happening. I-594 only affects the law-abiding firearm owner, and will make criminals of many innocent people. Myth number 23. We have to do something to stop the mentally ill from purchasing firearms. Everybody agrees on that. I-594 does not contain a single provision that will allow closer scrutiny of those who are mentally ill or drug impaired. I-594 is targeted at you, the responsible gun owner. Myth number 24, I'm an FFL dealer and I-594 will be good for me and my business. Reality, it may be impossible for you to follow both the federal and the state rules. I-594 requires that the seller shall deliver the firearms to a licensed dealer to process the transfer as if it is transferring the firearm from its inventory. So you have to take it in. It's worse than it is in Colorado. You have to take it into your stock. That guy has to essentially give it to you. You have to take it into your stock, and then you have to sell it. But I-594 also allows the seller who still owns the firearm to leave with the firearm. So once you've taken it into the stock, there's a chance you might have to take it right back out. So it isn't easier. It's not better for you. As a matter of fact, you just got some new make work. Myth number 25. The answer to I-594 is for every club, school, and range to have an FFL dealer on duty. Even that's not going to work. The FFL dealers can conduct transfers only at their place of business or a bona fide gun show. There's no such thing as a roving FFL dealer. Like the food trucks. The rolling FFL. It's conceivable that a gun club could obtain an FFL for their premises, but the paperwork required to legitimize all the transfers that would take place is very daunting and very expensive. Myth number 26, the changes in I-594 are the only way to background check gun buyers. There are some efficient ways to some people to do a background check. The concealed pistol license could be upgraded to a background check document that would serve as a transfer document. But at the end of the day, this is the fact. I-594 is not designed to keep guns from criminals or to reduce crime. It is intended to create overwhelming obstacles for you, the private gun owner, to possess or use firearms. I-594 has targeted recreational shooters, competitors, hobbyists, collectors, self-defenders, law-abiding, does nothing to stop crime. And Washington State voted for it. That's it for the week. We'll be back on Monday, hopefully without a cold. Remember this, it's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Friday. This has been Lock and Load.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So, go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.